Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalad and Hey. Mishnah Dalad says, Hamolech hitim latochen kusi o latochen am haaretz. If someone gives his produce to a miller, someone who grinds it into flour, so if he gives his harvest to a Samaritan, a kusi, or to an am haaretz, an unlearned person, to grind it for him, then when he gets it back, it has the chazaka, it has the presumption of the tithes and shvias, which is the fruits of the sabbatical year, that he gave it in. So if he gave him tithed fruits, he can assume, or tithed wheat, he can assume that he got back tithed flour. Utoche nachri, but if he gives it to a non-Jewish miller, demai, then it is considered doubtful that maybe he got back the same produce, maybe he didn't. He'll have to take tithes in a case of doubt. Hamafkid perosav etzel hakusi, o etzel am haaretz. If somebody leaves his fruit for safekeeping with a kusi, a Samaritan, or an am haaretz, an unlearned person, b'chizkasen l'masros l'shvias, then they are returned to him, again, with the presumption that it's got the same status when it comes to tithes and the sabbatical year. It's a hanachri kaperosav. But if he leaves his fruit for safekeeping with a non-Jew, when he gets it back, then it's treated like the non-Jew's fruit. And we'll see what that means in a minute. Rabbi Shimon Omer, demai. But Rabbi Shimon says, then he has to treat it like demai and take tithes in a case of doubt. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Latochen kusi, with a Samaritan miller. Lakusi shetochen hatvua. He leaves it with a Samaritan, a kusi, who grains the produce. Harehen b'chizkasan, when they are returned, they have the presumption of the same status that they went in with. Delo chashide shemehechlifu elu hametukanim ba'acherim she'enam metukanim. We're not worried that he might have even accidentally switched these, which were fixed up by having tithes taken, for other fruits or other grain that didn't have tithes taken. We're not worried about that. But if he left it with a non-Jewish miller, then we have to treat it in a case of doubt. Because we're worried that a non-Jew would mix it up. And after they found a statue of a dove that was being worshipped on Mount Gerizim, Lakusim, Shahayu Ovdimosam, the Samaritans were worshipping it. Kusi harehu kenachri. Then the law of the kusi became like that of the non-Jew. So the Samaritans, if you read in the end of Sefer Malachim, they were people of other nations who were moved into Shomron, into Samaria, and they converted out of fear of lions that were attacking them. So they were converts, but they weren't the most sincere converts. Some mitzvahs they didn't accept. Those that they did accept, they did very well. So they were trusted in some things, not trusted in others, until it came out that they were still secretly worshipping an idol, and then we stopped trusting them at all. Now, if you leave fruit etzel hanachri kiperosav, if you trust a non-Jew to watch your produce, then when you get it back, it's treated like his produce. Uperishal nachri, patura mina meiser, are exempt from tithes. So if you give him tithed food, then if you get it back, maybe it's the food you left with him, in which case it's already tithed. Maybe it's his food, in which case tithes don't need to be taken, so in either event, you're good. Vereshim imnesha derech b'nei adam, l'holi kupos rabos shalchitim, uhanicham etzel hatochen. And the reason for the beginning part, the first case in our Mishnah, is that people would leave a lot of wheat by the miller in order to be turned into flour. Hashina and Shema nishalpa kupazu bekupos acheru shel Yisrael, shehein demai. We're worried that he's going to mix up this basket, my basket, with the other guy's basket. He's also a Jew, and his is demai. His is not so sure whether or not tithes have been taken. Aval peros leka lemeimar, Shema hachlifan beperos shel Yisrael, ela shema hachlifan hanachri beperosav. So, in the case of wheat, if it's a non-Jewish miller, then there's a very good chance he mixes it up with another Jew's wheat, which is demai. But if I leave fruit by my non-Jewish friend to watch for me while I'm out of town, if he's going to mix it up with anything, it's likely to be his own fruit. And that's why it's not a case of demai, according to the first opinion in our Mishnah. That's why we say that they're treated like his fruit, meaning the fruit of the non-Jew. Rabbi Shimon Savar, but Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, Da'af Beperus Chashinan Shema Nishalfu Bebeis HaNachri Beperus Shal Yisrael Acher. He feels that it's possible even in the non-Jew's house to be mixed up with the fruit belonging to another Jew. Shekashem She Yisrael Zeh Hivkid Perosav Biyad HaNachri Kach Yesh Lachu Shema Yisrael Acher Min HaChashudim Al HaMaisros Hivkid Gam Kein Biyado. We're worried that just like I left my fruit with my non-Jewish friend, maybe he has another Jewish friend who's going out of town and left his fruit too, and the other guy isn't so good when it comes to tithes. V'nischalpu elu be'elu, and those two could be confused. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, but the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in this matter. Let us now look in Mishnah Hay. Hanosein lafundak is someone who gives produce to a woman who runs an inn or a bed and breakfast in order to make food for him out of it. Ma'is ishehu nosein la, v'yeshehu noto mimena. He has to take tithes from what he gives her, saying, please prepare this for me, and what he receives for her when she gives him the cooked dish. Memnei shechashuda lachalof, because we're worried that she'll switch it on him. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, enu achrayin l'ramayin. Rabbi Yossi says, we're not responsible for people who act deceptively. So she's got her instructions. If she doesn't follow instructions, it's not our fault if she eats what we gave her and gives us something else. Eno meiser ela mashehu no tomi mena bilvad, in which case he should only take tithes from what he receives from her, but not take tithes from what he gives to her, because if she eats his food when he gave it to her to cook, that's not his problem, that's her problem. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Lepundakis. Shemeresh hapundak, v'hochei drachim misachsanim etzla. So she runs an inn, and travelers stay over by her. Ma'aser ishehu nosein la, he has to tithe what he gives her. De'ein chaver motzi mitachas yado davar she'eno matukan. Because a frum person isn't going to let something that's not fit to eat out of his possession. The eshu noto mimena, and he also has to tithe what he receives back from her. The afal gav, the am haaretz enu chashud lahachlif kidam rinan lael. Even though we're not worried that an unlearned person is going to pull a fast one and switch a roux on us, as we said in the previous Mishnah, hapundak is chashud lahachlif shehu miskavenes latova. The innkeeper might make a switch because she's trying to do good by her guests. V'notenes mishela shehu yoter yafe lachaver. And she's going to give from her kitchen food that's better to her firm guest. V'omeres b'liban, she'll think to herself, Ru'oi sha'achil mishalo shehu cham v'yafe. She'll think it's good that I feed my guest something that's superior, l'chaver, to this firm guy. V'ani etol eshalo hakar v'hagrua. And I'll take his inferior stuff for myself. So she's trying to be a good hostess, so when she does the switch, it's because she's trying to make nice and impress her guests. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein anu achrayin l'ramayin, we're not responsible for people who act deceptively, who do what they're not supposed to do. So why do we have to protect them from eating untithed food? Klomer, Ein achrayis haramayim aleinu, the responsibility for tricksters is not our problem. L'shomram, to guard them. Shelo yachlu davar she'eno meushar, to make sure that they don't eat something untithed. Lefikach eno maser mashehu nosein la. Therefore, he shouldn't tithe what he gives to her. V'imti kachena hapundakis la'atzma, and if the innkeeper keeps it for herself, v'tochena kesheeno matukan, and she eats it when it hasn't been tithed, en lechaver mizeh klum. It's not the guy's problem. V'eno maser ela mashehu notel bilvad, and he should only tithe what he got from her. Rabbi Yossi suffered dilgzol he miskavenes. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if she makes a switch, then her intention is not to give her guest the better food, but that her intention is to rob the guest, that she'll take his fine flour and replace it with coarse flour. So that's why he considers her a trickster worthy of getting what she gets. If she takes the stuff and eats it untithed, that's her problem. It's because he thinks that if somebody makes a switch, they're doing it to your detriment, not to your benefit. Then halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. So we do feel that if she makes the switch, it's for your benefit, and you should fix up what you give her, so that if she does make such a switch, she doesn't eat untithed food either. That is the end of Mishnayos Daled and Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will learn Mishnah Vav, concluding this chapter, and Mishnah Aleph, beginning Perek Daled.